listener production.
Hey, it's Katie Martin with you. Mount Gambier could see a shake-up in its council chambers after the November elections, but one individual is hoping to retain her spot. That's sitting Mayor Lynette Martin. She says she's got her sights firmly set on a second mayoral term, having learned plenty in the job already.
In my role, I've learned so much about the community and have thoroughly enjoyed advocating for outcomes to improve the lives of our residents and the livability of our city.
Meanwhile, there's a helping hand for small traders in SA with the opening of a new office for small and family business. It'll be the go-to place for businesses looking for government services, support and advice, and will also head up the task of coming up with a new small business strategy for the state due early next year. Padthaway Primary School students say safety could be improved around the school grounds after a meeting with Tatiara District Council. Year 5 and 6 students meet regularly with local government representatives. They've told the ABC about potential changes to make crossing the Riddick Highway safer, including things like a reduction to the speed limit and increased signage. Inside the school, they're also flagging new additions like a pool and upgrades to the hall and tennis courts. And briefly to the east of the Victorian border, where the reopening of a hospital maternity ward means one more option for healthcare for nearby Limestone Coast residents. Portland District Health's maternity ward has been shut for the past 5 months due to a shortage of midwives. Things will pick up again from tomorrow, although the long-term outlook is still uncertain. And the stage is set for qualifying finals in the NBL 1 South comp, and both Mount Gambier Pioneers sides have a shot at glory. The men's team celebrated a win against the Ballarat Miners first, but had to cop a loss to the Waverley Falcons while on the road in Melbourne. And the women's side fell short in both their matchups.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.